8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
To assure you that everything is under control. Mayor Eric Garcetti has just arrived to address the situation. Mr. Mayor?
Just outside these walls is utter chaos. And if you are listening outside, find a stick, find a broom, anything to defend yourselves and our way of life here in Los Angeles.
Why in God's name are those bells ringing?
Ready to strike.
Wait a minute.
Ready to strike.
The aliens are now in sight.
Ready to strike.
Three of them.
Ready to strike.
The first, crossing the concrete banks of the LA River.
Ready to strike.
I can see it from here, wading through the aqueduct. It stands as high as the tops of the skyscrapers. A smoke comes out. Black smoke drifting over the city. The people on the streets see it now. They're running towards the east. The smoke spreading faster. They reach City Hall. Smoke's crossing Broadway. Hill.
the building repelled the heat ray. We may be the last humans left in Los Angeles, but we are saved.
The power of music has saved us once again.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm radio artist fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. Today we're tuning in the works of Annie Gosfield, whom the BBC called, quote, a one-woman Hadron Collider, unquote. She lives in New York City and works on the boundaries between notated and improvised music, electronic and acoustic sounds, and refined timbres and noise. Gosfield incorporates air raid sirens, shortwave transmissions, jammed wartime radio signals, and more into her work, including in the works featured here. We started out our journey today with an excerpt of Annie Gosfield's The War of the Worlds, her opera from 2017 with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, an homage more to Orson Welles' radio broadcast than H.G. Wells' original book. Next, we'll hear Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites from Annie Gosfield, which incorporates satellite sounds, static, machine noise, microtonality, and includes cellist Joan Jean-Renaud and the New York-based Flux String Quartet.
Thank you.
2110. That was Annie Gosfield's Lost Signals and Drifting Satellites on the Radio Art Hour. And we're tuning in more of the New York-based composer and performer. Next, we hear Phantom Shakedown, which Gosfield says, quote, "I performed live on piano, accompanied by samples of detuned and prepared piano, a grinding cement mixer, the howl of a malfunctioning shortwave radio, and a mixed din of tube noise and other failing technologies," unquote.
0096 2251 2110. Thank you.
That was Annie Gosfield's Phantom Shakedown, and we're tuning in the composer this hour. Next, we will hear Long Waves and Random Pulses, a duet for violin and jammed radio signals. For this work, Gosfield employed original recordings of jamming sounds that were used to block radio transmissions in Italy, Germany, and the Soviet Union in World War II. This is Long Waves and Random Pulses. We'll be right back.
1, 1, 2, 0, 2, 9, 7.
That was Long Waves and Random Pulses from composer Annie Gosfield. And next we tune in Refracted Reflections and Telepathic Static, written for Christina and Michelle Naughton, who were twins, quote, who astonished me with their breathtaking technique and their seemingly telepathic communication. Inspired by their near-mirror image, I composed parallel lines that merge and diverge from identical parts, unquote, Gosfield says. This is Refracted Reflections and Telepathic Static from Annie Gosfield.
Thank you. 8-6-0-8-9-9.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows Jess Speer and Karen Werner. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.